Vayter Inshas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Zayin, picking up on Mem Vav Nun Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line, third to last word. Now, just a little recap of where we're holding right now. We saw in the Mishnah the statement that mentioned that if you have a parah shenacha es ashor, you have a cow that goes and gores a shor, v'nimsa v'lada betzida v'nyadu emad shelonacha yolda imishenacha yolda, and you're not sure, you find this fetus next to it, and you're not sure if it had rammed into the shore before, or it gave birth, or after. So what's the din? Mishtalim chatzi nezik min hapara. Half of the nezik comes from the par, from the cow. Revi nezik min havlad. And a quarter comes from the vlad, because it's mamon amuta b'safik. And therefore cholkin. That is the opinion of sumchus. So now, the Gemara then asks a question. This is a bunch of lines up in Vav and Beis, but I'll get to the bottom in a moment. The Gemara says, chatzi nezik or revi nezik. What do you mean? He gets to get half nezik and a quarter nezik? We know that the mazik only has to pay half because we're dealing with the time of year. But kule nezik nechei riva mayavidite. Where in the world do you get this? Like it's a quarter, it's half and a quarter, which comes to three quarters. Why would that be? So we tried one answer with Abaye, and Rava came on the attack on that, and we saw that it's a bit problematic. So Rava comes up with this new answer, and that's where we're holding right now. The second to last line, Ella Amar Rava. Zok the highly Gemara. Ella Amar Rava, La'olam Bapara Vlad Dechad. We're dealing over here that this cow and the offspring of this cow belong to one owner. V'hachikamin is what we're saying. Isa Lapara, if the par is there, you're able to go and collect from it. The Mishtali Chatzinezik Mipara, then you have to pay Chatzinezik from the par itself, because that's the din. You pay Chatzinezik for the damage. Beep, turn the page. Mim Zayin Midalf. Less of the par, but the par happens not be there. Then Mishtalim Revia Nezik Mivlad, you pay a quarter Nezik from the Vlad. Rashi explains, Vitam, the top Rashi, less of the par, Vitam, Ein Mishtalim Elimigufo. The time pays from its body itself. Amalei havli kule palga hezekum mivlad. Give me the entire thing from the vlad, like the entire value. Deiu nami itzkan b'hadei para, because it damaged with the par itself, assuming it didn't give birth yet. V'rava sverli the chad gufo. It's considered one body. Havi keichad mevareh. It's like one of its limbs. Can mefarsh b'sefer with the milsa. We're going to see at the end. Mishalim le mina riva deniska. Ridach rivka. Riva mafsid, so he pays a quarter, and the other one he loses that. Afilu shava vlad kol palganiske, even if it's worth the entirety of it. That's simply because we don't know whether they give birth or not. And if it didn't, then it should be nothing. If the cat didn't give birth yet, then you should be able to take the full amount from the offspring, because it's just like an aver of it. And if it were to give birth, then it should be nothing. So it's momen muta basafik. Therefore, you split it over there, and it ends up being a quarter. Taima, so now we understand the following. The reason why the nizak gets a quarter, because we don't know whether this vlad, this offspring, was with the cow when it did the goring or not. In other words, was it born yet? Ava, what's the mashmos? If it was poshet, that the animal was there at the time when he did it, you pay the entirety of it from the vlad. Rashi says, kiles of the par, when you don't have the par there. Rava latame, Rava goes according to his own logic. The Amar Rava, he says, para she zika, a cow that damages, gova mivlad. You can be gova, you can gather, you can collect from the offspring. My time, why? Gufahi, because he says it's considered part of its own body. Classic line of uber yerech imo, who? The fact is that the uber, the fetus, it's considered like a thigh of the animal itself. It's part of it. Tarnagola shezika. But if let's say we're talking about, you got a chicken comes along, a rooster comes and it goes and damages. Ainu govim yubetza, so you're not allowed to take it from its egg. My time, and why? Because the vlad is not like an egg. Because pirsha ba'amu, it's considered like it's pirsha rashi's davar ha'mufash mimena. It's considered somebody that just comes out of the body, extra stuff. It's separate from it. It's not part of it itself. So Rava's answer is that really these are two separate things. You take chatzi nezek from the actual cow, and if there is no cow there, then you're allowed to take it from the offspring, but really only riva, a quarter, because of the fact of its mamon amuta b'safik. V'yomer Rava, Rava says, Ein shaman lepara b'fnei atzmo vlad b'fnei atzmo. You don't make an evaluation of the par itself and the offspring by itself in order to figure out how to pay. El shaman levlad al gav para. It's that the cow goes the vlad, the offspring is together with it. Shem iata omer kein, because if you don't say that, nimsa tamachish is a mazik. Rashi says this is going back on the resha. A resha kai. This is going in the first case of the Mishnah. Shorshan nagachas apara vepila ain shaman kol echad b'fnei atzmo. You don't evaluate how much is a cow worth and how much is the vlad worth by itself. Sha'olin demei nezek harbe. Then it's going to end up being a lot the nezek. Aval shaman para muuberes kama isa yafa tchila v'kami shava achshav. We take a pregnant cow. How much is it worth when it's pregnant? How much is it worth now? Im mesa im chaya. Right, what happens at that stage? It's different value, and then we take the difference of it, and that's the nezek. Ela shaman levlad al gav para. We do it like when it's all together, because if not, then you're going to end up rashi's machish is mafsid. Basically, you're going to end up making the damager lose out a lot more if you're evaluating it based off two separate things. Clearly, a cow is worth X amount of money, and the vlad itself is worth X amount of money. You put those two together. Let's say the cow is worth 100 and the vlad's worth 25. But that's 125. Totally making up the numbers here. But let's say the cow is pregnant versus not pregnant. So when it's pregnant, it's bigger, it's worth more. But it's not going to be worth 125. It'll be 110, 100, 105, 110, 115. So we don't want to make it that it's too much of the damage you have to pay. So that's why we do it like it's connected. And Rashi point out, the Gemara is going to say, what's your problem? You're saying like, oh no, it's not going to be nice to the person who's a damager if we charge too much? What are you talking about? You should charge them whatever the din is. What are you talking about here? But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. Now, we also find the same principle if someone goes ahead and cuts off the hand of his friend's eved, his friend's slave. We're going to say the same thing. We evaluate how much he was worth before and after, not how much. We don't. Rashi says, "Ein shaman yad b'fnei atzma by itself." Lomar, kama adam rotzelita l'ktoa yad eved kaze. How much a person would pay in order to go out to cut off this guy's hand? Devade ro avdo shalim en kotua en kotei yadav el b'dam merubim. Aval shaman evedzeh. It's going to be a lot more like that. But rather, what do we say? We say we evaluate evedzeh. Kamu shava achshav. How much is worth now? Kamu hoyu shava tchila. How much is worth before? V'chinam etzav mazik sada shechaver. Similarly, find when somebody goes in his mazik, he damages a friend's field. Rashi says kotzeis netiosa. If he cuts down his plants, achal aruga achas or ate one row of his food. Ain't shaman uselavado. We don't say how much was that by itself. Elo shaman beisa, you know, a certain amount of size there, 50 amma by 50 amma. We say, how much was it worth before? How much did it go down because of the fact that 50 amma by 50 amma? I'm not sure what I said. And how much is it worth now that they did that? Now, frak the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha bar Rava de Rav Ashi asks, "V'i dinahu?" I understand if this is the din that you should be paying for the cow by itself and for the offspring by itself. That's how you should evaluate it. Then lichosh mazik. Let it be that the mazik lose out. Why should we go ahead and say, "Let's be makel on the guy"? Says the Gemara, "Mishum da amar lei," because a damager can say, "Parim abarta ziktach, parim abarta sheyem nilach." I damaged a pregnant cow. Therefore, let's assess and evaluate. How much is the value of this pregnant cow now? It wasn't like a cow that was separate from it, and therefore poshet. It shouldn't be that I'm evaluating these things as two separate things. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Now, it's obvious that par de chad of la de chad, that if the cow belongs to one person and the offspring belongs to another one, and then what happens is it gets gored, and then it has that, the cow dies. Now, what's the din? Pitma labal para, the value, the compensation of the fattening that happened because of the pregnancy goes to the owner of the cow, because we know that what happened, a cow that's pregnant is more valuable than a regular one because it looks bigger and fatter, and that value goes to the owner of the cow and not to the one who owns the baby inside. Because that comes from the cow itself. It eats a lot more and not from the fetus. And therefore, this loss goes to the owner of the cow. As I guess, like to Rashi. Masha shamin oso she haisa yafe mipnei shumna havidabal para. Daha vlad machmasei lo asi shumna. So it's because of the fat, it's because of the cow itself. Nivcha mai. But what about the size getting bigger? Rashi says, Masha haisa yafe mipnei nafcha. Let me shalom. It got fatter because of it, and now it looks bigger and it's got a bigger stomach, and because of that, what's going to be the din? Maybe that should go to the one who owns the Vlad, because the fact that it's because of him. Says Rash, says Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, Labar Para. It says it goes to the owner of the cow, of Acha, because of the cow that got bigger, of Acha, Bered Ravika Amar, Cholkin. There you go, and you split the value of that. Says the Gemara, Ve'elchasa Cholkin, Alacha is that you split the value. Some goes to Baal, half to the Baal Para, and half to the Baal of the Vlad. Zot the next Mishnah. Hakadar, that is a potter, someone who makes pottery. He brings all of his goods, he brings his pots into the chatzer of somebody without any rishus. The guy didn't say you let him bring it in. So I'm a potter, and let's say it differently. I have a field, a chatzer, and you bring as a potter and all your stuff into my field. V'shava behem to shabal abayis, and my behem goes and breaks a potter. I'm off the hook. Why'd you bring your stuff into my field? I didn't give you brishos. V'im huskim behem, and if the animal gets damaged, my animal gets damaged because of your pottery, then your pots, and you have to pay me. Bala kader is chayav, you're going to be chayav for that. V'im hechlis brishos, but let's say you brought him with brishos, I let you do it, then bala chatzer chayav. I'm going to be chayav to go and pay if your thing gets damaged over there. Now, next, let's say you brought in your fruits, your vegetables into my stuff with that in rishos. My animal starts to eat it. I'm off the hook. Why'd you bring it here? If my animal trips over your food, then you're going to be chayav to go pay because you ruined my cow. You brought it with rishos. Then the balachatzer is going to be chayav to go and pay. I have to do it. Let's say I was machnis the shor. That is, you brought your shor into my chatzer. Turn the page. I'm sorry, page. Shalom Bereshus, without permission, Ugacho shor shalom bais, and it goes and it gores my axe. Oshen shachu kabo. Oh, I'm sorry. And my axe goes and gores your animal you brought in. Oshen shachu kabo shalom bais, or my cow comes along and goes at my dog, goes at your thing and bites your animal, pot them off the hook. Naga chu shoro shabala bais. And if your thing goes and rams into my thing, chayv can be chayv. Nafala bor vehivishmeimav. Let's say your ox goes, falls into my bor, my well, and you messed up all the water that's in there. Chayv. Now you're going to be chayv to go and pay for that. Haya avivo beno lesocho. Let's say the person who owned it, not me, but let's talk about another case. Someone has this chatzer. And the avivo beno lesocho, his father or son were in there. And then the ox goes and falls on them and kills them. Then what's going to be the din in such a case? Rashi says shabala bais b'socho. Din is b'shalim. It's a kofer. The guy is a pay kofer. Who brought the animal. And Rashi says b'gmar parach ha tamhu v'may nakad hachi. This is a tam. Why would you say that? Anyway, v'emiches b'rishus. And if you brought your cow into the chutz of the bala bais b'rishus and it fell to the bar, and that happened, and it got damaged. Sorry. Balachatzah chayiv, then the balachatzah is going to be chayiv to pay for the damage that happened over here. Rebbe Omer, what are you talking about? Bekul in all these cases, ain't chayiv. The homeowner is not going to be chayiv for anything that happens to him. Achi kabbalah lav lishmo, until he accepts upon himself that he's going to guard it. Meaning to say, just because I gave you a shus to come in here, doesn't mean that I'm taking responsibility for it. Rashi says, Achi kabbalah balabayis lishmo. That's what the Bach says to. Sorry, the Bach. Until I accept upon myself responsibility. If not, then okay. If you damage my stuff, then if you come with no rishus, and then you go and you do that, then you're going to be chayev. But if you come in with rishus, then something happens to your thing. It's not my problem. I just let you come in here. Zokta frek the Gemara. If you take a look at the mashmos, the implications of the Mishnah, it seems to be so to each other. Taima, the reason why the guy who's a potter is chayv to go and pay for the damage that it causes to my animal when he comes into my chatzer, the shalob rishus, because I let you in because you came with no rishus. Rashi says mishum hachi im huska behen bal kedir is chayv. If you go and you damage my animals, you're going to be chayv. What is that? What's the implication? Kum to chayis haber rishus. If you did it with rishus, lo mechayv bal kedir is beniske behen to the bal chatzer, that you are not going to be chayv. If it damaged my animal, v'lo amrinon kabule kabel bal kederes netiruso de behemto de bal chatzer, and we don't say that by the fact that I let you come in, that now you took responsibility. If you ruin my animal, that you're going to be off the hook. just the opposite. Sorry. And we don't say that because I gave you rishus to come in, now you are taking responsibility to make sure that your stuff doesn't damage my stuff. We don't say that. Money. Who's that going like? Rebbe he. That's of the opinion of Rebbe, the Amar. Rebbe says, kol b'stama, anytime you have a matzav where somebody has put their stam, meaning you allowed me to come in here, but I didn't say I'm taking responsibility, I didn't say I'm not, but I didn't say I am, then lo kabbalah in the tirusa, it doesn't mean it's automatic that he takes upon himself that he's doing responsibility. It's the opposite. It's like, you're letting me do it, but I'm not, any stam case, where you let me do it, it's not an automatic responsibility, it says, that the potter is taking upon himself. That's Rebbe's opinion. We saw at the very end of the Mishnah that Rebbe Omer Bekulan Inuchayev Achi Kabbalah Love until he takes upon himself that he's going to guard it. Rashi says, Da'amar Besefa Bekulan Inuchayev. The Kasalka Daitach, you would have thought, the Lerabbanan, according to the Tanakama, Ki Hechi De Bal Chatzar Bershus Mechayev Miniske Kederus De Bestama Kabbalah Lenitrusa. That when he allows the potter to come in, the potter is taking upon himself responsibility because that's minestam he accepted upon. Hachinami mechayev bal kederes minestke bal abayis the bestomach kiyoyev le bal abayis reshusa lemeal when he gave him reshus to come in kavale kaden etirusa the low lisku kiderosa the bal achatzer he's not going to come and damage it. But the mashmos seems to be that are going like Rebbe, that kol b'stama lo kabbalah in tirusa. In fact, the Rebbe, im seifa, let's look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Im hichnes b'rshus bal chatzer chayev. If he lets him in, then he's going to actually be chayev. Who's that going like? That's not like Rebbe. The mashmos over there is asan l'rabbanan. Well, straight up, it's going to the rabbanan. B'stama nami kabbalah in tirusa. That if it's just stam, he's still makabal upon himself that he's going to guard it. Visuvu. So then what we have over here is that the Reisha is Rebbe, and then we have the Seifa is the Chachamim, and then again it goes back to Rebbe at the end. Visu Rebbe Omer Bekulan Inuchayev Achichava Love Balabayas Lishmar. Reisha Vesefa Rebbe ends up being Reisha the Seifa Rebbe. Mitzius Rabbanan, the middle is Rabbanan, a little bit Shvachamai, so to go ahead and to say that that's the case. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera Tavra. This is Tavra from Lashon of Shavar, toughest in general with Shin. This is broken. Rashi says, Kasha Dadi. And therefore, what do we say? Misha Shanazu, Losha Shanazu. Whoever taught the first, the Resha didn't teach the Seifa, not meaning the last statement of Rebbe. But whoever taught the Resha didn't teach the Seifa. Rashi explains that Kasha Dadi Resha Vesefa, the Tanakama, Umisha Shanazu, Lo shanazu v'tanayi alibi rabbanan. It's a machlokas tanaim in the world of the rabbanan. Mar savar pligi rabbanan alei the Rebbe. One holds that rabbanan argue in Rebbe. Mar savar lo pligi. They don't argue in them. So therefore, it's two different opinions in the world of the rabbanan. Rav Amar, another answer. Kula rabbanan. Really, the whole thing is a rabbanan. And they are actually they're arguing on Rebbe. They don't agree with him. Ubir shos in the situation where he allowed him to come in there, he could bring his pots over there, right? He's giving rishus, and the mishnah seems to be, you know, contradicting one another. We say like this: Shmiras kederus kibel alav bala chatzer, the owner of the chatzer, bala chatzer. That's me myself, but he's giving you rishus. That means I'm accepting upon myself that if something happens to them, the I'll take responsibility. Vafilu nishbu baruach. Even if they broke with the wind, Rashi says the all the antri lecha, I feel nishbam beruach, the aval the antri lecha kamalei, aval bal kederus lo kibalei midei. It's where the owner of the chatzer said, I take upon myself what's going to happen. Something happens to it, but the bal chatzer, the bal kederus actually didn't accept anything upon himself. Sift tzvai dinim, one for the bal chatzer took responsibility, and one for the bal kederus who didn't take any responsibility. I'll be responsible if my animals ruin his pots, but he's not responsible if they go and they damage my animals. Okay, so like next part of the Mishnah, we said the Hichnas Perus of the Chatzar Balabayas. Let's say the guy goes, brought his Perus into the Chatzar Balabayas, and we're talking about a case Shalob Rishus, without Rishus, and then let's say my animal goes and eats it, then Potter, and if it damages my animals, then the Balabayas is going to be Chayev. Says the Jimara. Amarav. Lo shanu ella shehuchlaku behen. This is only talking about a case where the animal slipped on them. Then you, the Baal Peiros, is going to be chayev. Rashi says, hata katani im husku behen Baal Peiros, then chayev. My animal slips in your apples that you brought into my things. I didn't give you rishos. Then you're going to be chayev. But if, let's say, they ate them, Rashi says, Yosi midei mesa. My ox starts eating your apples and just pounds them like a beast. And because that ends up dying, Rashi says again, Yosi midei mesa, pata, then you're going to be off the hook. My time, why? Havala shalotochal. He just shouldn't have eaten it. That's something that he could have controlled. It's not something that the cow, slipped on it, whatever. It brought it upon itself. So therefore, you, Baal Peirsan, can be chayef. Amar of Sheshes, Amina kinoyim b'shachiv Rav Amar lahash meisa. It's got to be that when Rav said that statement over here, he was sleeping. You're only going to be chayev at the time if it slips, but not if he eats the apples. What are you talking about? The time we looked in the brisa, hadosin sam mosni behemis chavero. Let's say someone goes ahead and puts poison in front of his friend's animal, and the animal goes and eats and dies. Potter midini adam. The one who put the poison over there is going to be put him in the Adam. He can't be brought to court, but b'chayev dini shemayim. Dini shemayim, this guy is going to be chayev. Now, says the Gemara, sam ha-mavesu, it's only by poison they put it over there, they're going to be potter from dini Adam. Delo avida da'achla, because it's not a normal thing for even an animal to go ahead and to eat something which is poison. But of a peiros, regular fruit, da'avida da'achla, something which is going to eat over there, if you go and you put it over there and it goes, then it dies. B'dini Adam na mechayev. You should be chayev even b'dini Adam. V'amai. But according to Rav, why would that be? Havila shelo tochal. This brisa seems to be straight out against Rav. And again, the guy would actually talk to be chayev for leaving his fruit there if the animal over it and died. So what are you going to say, Rav? You should have just said, according to you, should be just don't eat it. Army, how do they answer this? Hu adin afilu peros nami. Even by Paris, the guy's going to be off the hook. Potter midini Adam. He's going to be Potter midini Adam. And because the animal shouldn't mean it. V'akamash Malan, the brush is coming to tell us, Da'afilu sama mavis nami, delo avidi da'achla chay midini shamayim. Even when it comes by poison, which an animal wouldn't normally eat, still you're going to be chayav dini shamayim. That's a kenekuda of the brisa. It just tells about the sam, but not about the actual food. Viba yisema, similarly, another answer you can come and say is, sama mavis nami, when you talk to sama mavis, be'afrazda. What poison are we talking about over here? Rashi says, esev da'avida lamechle, v'usama mavis nami. It's a type of plant that an animal would eat, but it's deadly for these animals. The hainu peri, which is a type of fruit that's going to be poisonous to it. So the brisa is coming to say, even though the animal makes sense that it should eat it, the person who puts it there is going to be potter midini adam, because it's deciding itself to go and eat it, like Rav said. Another kasha on Rav. Let's not forget what he said. Lo shanu ella shehuchaku b'hen, they slipped on them, but if they ate them and died, the guy's going to be potter. Aye, frick the Gemara. Ha'isha, shenichnasa l'tchon chidin, eza balabai shalabrishos. If a woman goes into someone's chatzer and she starts grinding up wheat and she doesn't have any rishos to doing what she's doing. What you doing, girl? But she goes and she does it anyway. Va'achalasan behemto shalabalabayas, and the balabayas, his animal, goes and eats all that wheat. Potter, he's off the hook. Imuhuska, if the animal gets damaged, then chayev, she's going to be chayev. Vamai, according to Rav, why chayev? Name a havala shalotocha, she's just not eaten. This is more amri umi adifa mimasnisen.
I don't get it. You're bringing a brisa against, that's a kasha in the Mishnah. Is a brisa stronger than the Mishnah? Which also brings up over here that if the animal gets harmed by it, then the owner is going to be chayev to go and pay for it. Dokimne shehuchluku bahen. The Rav explained, he's talking about when he slipped on it. And so the brisa also, we can say we're talking about when the animal slipped and not talking about when it ate it. So don't bring me a raya from there. Maybe it's saying the same thing. The brisa is even going according to Rav. Udeka'ari la, my ka'ari la. Frek the Gemara, but then the one who asked the question, what do you mean to ask? Obviously, we could have answered it. Amalacha, you say back, Bishlam, must see, makes sense, according to our Mishnah, Katani imhuska bahen. It says that if the animal is harmed by it, Shehuchlubanu, you can say it means that it was slipped on it. Avalacha, but here, Katani imhuska. It says if the animal was harmed, lo katani bahem, by it. Achilu de Katani, it's talking about a case of Achila, and that's where his question was coming from. V'idacha, Amalacha, the other one would say back to Loshna. No, there's no difference if you use the Loshan of bahen or not bahen, that doesn't change anything. Tashima, Tashima.
We ain't done on the attack of Rav. Hichnis Shor, we have a brace where it says that if somebody is machnis or short to the chutzah balabai shalabrishos, bring with that rishos, v'achol chitin, and it starts eating the weed of the guy of the balabai. So you brought your animal into me, and you ate my weed with that rishos, v'hitris umeis, and then it gets sick and it dies. Rashi says, unfood, unfurda balaz. It gets the runs, and then it dies. Potter, I'm off the hook. V'michis b'rishos, but if you brought it in b'rishos, balachotzer chayev, then the owner of the chotzer is going to be chayev, I'm going to have to pay. V'amai, havalish l'yocho, you should have not eaten it. Not my bad, not my fault. We can do that, Rav. Amar Rava, Rava says, b'rishos ashalo b'rishos karamis. Well, you're bringing a comparison between when it's brought with rishos to the case of Rav, where the animal was brought without rishos. You can't compare them. Birshos, when is brought in Birshos, Shmir Shuro Kibalov. He took upon himself, that means I allowed you to bring in your cow, I'll guard it and be careful over there, and therefore I'm going to be chayiv if that happens. Afilu Chanukas Atzmo, even if it choked itself without even eating anything. Rav's din was talking about a case, Sher Lo Birshos, when he brought it without any permission, so I didn't take any responsibility over this thing over here, and it goes, eats and it dies, then what do you want from me? It shouldn't have eaten it all. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.